Moonrise Kingdom actor Jared Gilman takes account private after fantasizing about Trump assassination. By Alana Mastrangelo on June 2, 2026. Actor Jared Gilman, known for his role in Wes Anderson's Moonrise Kingdom, locked his main social media account after fantasizing about President Donald Trump getting assassinated at the White House. A new funniest place for a sitting president to be assassinated is dropping soon, Gilman wrote last Wednesday, responding to the X account Pop Crave, which shared an image of the UFC arena construction at the White House. Trump has survived three documented attempts on his life in the span of less than 2 years. Gilman faced swift backlash for dreaming about a public assassination during the UFC Freedom 250 on the South Lawn of the White House. He deleted the post and set his X account to private, whining that other people saw his joke as genuinely calling for political violence. Apparently, there's actually one thing you can't joke about on here without getting descended upon by the biggest scum of the earth losers doxing you and posting your profile pic like it's some epic own or something, he wrote. When asked who was upset with him, Gilman replied, "People thinking that I'm genuinely calling for political violence, I guess." The angry neighbors actor joins fellow left-wingers who have voiced similar fantasies about the deaths of political opponents. As Breitbart News reported, Rosie O'Donnell promoted a sick death wish against the president on Thursday on social media, sharing a Threads post by another user that read, "Hang in there. He's going to fall asleep in one of those meetings and never wake up." The post, which featured several images depicting Trump, zoomed in and cropped in certain areas to imply the president suffers from poor health, also included the hashtag 2026. When leftists are not wishing death on their political opponents who are alive, they are openly celebrating or downplaying the murder of those with whom they disagree, such as the horrific September 10 assassination of Turning Point USA founder and conservative icon Charlie Kirk. Meanwhile, leftists continue to engage in a striking form of cognitive dissonance by refusing to even consider that one of their own could commit a horrific political assassination, as they carry on painting themselves as the victims, instead. Before Trump was inaugurated in January 2025, O'Donnell dramatically fled the United States and moved to Ireland, where she relentlessly fear-mongered about matters involving the Trump administration in TikTok videos transmitted from across the ocean. While disseminating her unhinged tirades on social media, O'Donnell has quietly returned to the United States on at least two occasions, after vowing she wouldn't come back to America while President Trump is in office. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.